This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, the thing is I knew and then I didn't know.
What happened between the knowing and the not knowing?
I just wasn't sure if it was.
I guess that's poetic.
Welcome to the show, Mike. How are you?
That knocked sleep out of my eyes. That was so loud.
That's what hit me in the mouth.
And that's what it was like to watch AC/DC play.
Have you ever heard of anyone collecting all the sleep from their eyes?
No, that's disgusting.
In a little jar? Why? Why is that disgusting, Mike?
Do you really need me to
tell
you?
Are you attacking my beliefs?
Are you?
I've never
have
done
you?
Such a thing. It's disgusting. It is disgusting.
You know somebody's going to write in like, Bungle, it's actually pretty cool.
Welcome to Dynamic Bantle.
Let's break it down.
What's with the bing bong, the little Jew's harp?
I don't know what what kind of harp.
It's called a Jew's harp.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it a thing you win in Zelda?
Here, I'll do you one. The Jew's harp, also known as the jaw harp, the mouth harp.
Oh, the mouth boy.
Or the Ozark harp, or a juice harp. Is a lamellophone instrument consisting of a flexible metal or a bamboo tongue or reed attached to a frame. The tongue reed is placed in the performer's mouth and plucked with the finger to produce a note. It's what Snoopy played, right? Or Snoopy's uncle or whatever?
Don't remember. Snoopy's your uncle. So that's all that's being played in the...
It certainly sounds like
Anthony
it, with like
Kiedis
a little
thing?
With a little synth.
Gotta get it, put it in you. What the gotcha, gotta get it, put it in you. What I gotcha, gotta get it, put it in you. Feeling with the feeling, don't stop, continue. I realize I don't want to be a miser.
Dude, that dude had so much trust from his bandmates.
Oh, he really did.
They were like, yo, we lay down a fat, fucking funky beat.
Dude, the beat for that song is one of the best beats ever.
All of their shit is awesome.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is really good.
There was a summer where I listened to Stadium Arcadium for two summers.
What's Stadium Arcadium?
Oh, that's a good boy. Away, give record. It away now. Well, I can't tell if I'm a creeper or a bumper.
Greedy little people in the sea of distress. You're not saying anything, you know it, sir. You're not saying a damn thing.
I like do a little dance and then drink a little wata. I think that that's a good plan.
Do a little dance and drink a little water.
That's just good advice. If you don't want to get a dehydration, do a dance and then you drink a little water.
Water station. Dude, I think if we broke down the lyrics to that song, we would find that it is indeed about staying hydrated with your friends while you're having a great party.
Okay. That of course was
how you doing, Mike?
Red Hot Chili Peppers with "Stay Hydrated with Your Friends During the Party." They were a reckless group back then.
It's great to hear from you, Mike.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you.
We're recording this early because we have to go to Nashville this week.
Yeah, we're going to Nashville for you guys. Thanks, dads.
Thank you to all our dads for sending us to Nashville this week.
Yeah, welcome to the show where Mike and I will be doing this live in Nashville.
What is that? What happened? Say what happened out loud. Okay, so this is a new era for Dynamic.
This is a new era.
This is the first time we've ever had anyone else in studio, and Ryan is here because Ryan's helping us out with the video portion,
the post-production.
And let me tell you, third camera, that's Ryan's, different vibe.
You are getting a different vibe from that camera?
I'm getting a different vibe from...
Oh, a different vibe in the room.
It's bad enough to have the three cameras.
Yeah.
And then we got a whole person's phone.
That's like another camera. That's a camera that eats food.
He's memorizing. He's the fourth camera is Ryan's memories. And he's going to draw what he sees from memory. And yeah. That's going to be the fourth
camera. He's
going
to do a draw my life when I was at Dynamic Banter.
Do people still do those?
I really hope not.
That was a very important thing to do for a little while.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's fun. It's definitely fun. I gotta say, I didn't really relate to the ones that started with YouTubers coming from money. Honk.
I didn't relate with the episodes where their first drawing was a pile of money.
I grew up in Beverly Hills. All right. Welcome to the show, guys. Yeah, so Mike and I are going to Nashville this week. We're doing our Dynamic Banter live in Nashville at the Soda Parlor.
And those are always so much fun.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, last time we gave out a Quip toothbrush, and I don't have one of those. Spoiler alert. I don't have one of those this time, but we are making a t-shirt, a special t-shirt just for that day.
That's right, guys.
Maybe we'll throw one at your fucking face.
Yeah, we're selling t-shirts that will only be available at the events that we do.
Yeah.
And that's what this one is going to be. And so if you're in Nashville, you know what we should do? We should talk about the T-shirt buddy system. The T-shirt buddy system is kind of like, because I come from the poster world, Mike. That's the world I come from. That's my dimension.
That's a dangerous place.
It is. It's a lot of slices, a lot of dices.
And then the posters come out of the factory. That's a little poster world joke.
That is. So anyway, I come from the poster world, and in the poster world, people talk about a poster buddy,
which like poster apocalyptic,
like the poster apocalyptics, the poster apocalypse. Poster apocalypse is a great name
for like a convention.
Yeah, poster, yeah. Convention. Dude, I would go to poster apocalypse.
I just made it. And that's a copyright to
make
me.
Make a decree.
And I'm making a decree, Ryan.
Greg.
Tell the townspeople that I get all the money from that.
He's drinking water, so he can't say anything. So here's what I do want to say, though, Mike, is I love Poster Apocalypse. I would go to that. But what I want to say is that a poster buddy is someone who goes to an event where a poster will be available there and nowhere else, and get it for someone who couldn't be at the show.
Cool.
So
T-shirt buddies.
What I'd like to suggest is if you don't plan on picking up a shirt for whatever reason, and if you're someone who really wants the special Nashville shirt,
yeah,
then you should hit up your fellow Dynamic Banter peeps, like maybe on a Dynamic Banter subreddit on Reddit, or maybe on the Twitter, use the hashtag Dynamic Banter or something and search for that.
Yeah.
And just say, fuck, I really want that Nashville shirt. Whoever's going to Nashville, hook a bro it up.
Yeah. Would you mind gabbing it for me? And the answer will be no. But it's worth a shot, I think.
The answer will be no. Yeah, from me it will.
That's a no from me.
That's a no from me.
And you're not going to Los Angeles.
Someone hit me up, Mike, and they have a ticket that they are not going to use, and they're going to just throw it on Twitter or something. And
not a great marketplace on Twitter.
Yeah, we're going to. Do you want to see? What do you want to do about that? Do you want to just let her do that? Or do you want to take charge of it? And
that's scalping. And I'll report you to the United States government of the world.
You're absolutely right, Mike. And I think just this one time should be fine.
All right. Well, hopefully the country won't find out about it.
Yeah, so this girl,
I'm a little PO'd.
Here's what we're going to do. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. I'll leave it up to you guys. I'm going to give you her Instagram name.
Mm-hmm. You're just going to make this person famous.
K. Her name is K. Literally type in K.
Into Google, and you'll be directed to an Instagram.
Into Google. No, go to K.
Go to check out.
Smash that subscribe. Here's her name. You're just going to have to spell this out. It's KYNDALL. So I guess it's Kindle. So KYNDALL. M as in Michael and V as in Victor. all one word, KYNDALLMV. Hit her up if you want that spare ticket to the Nashville show. There it is.
Thank
you. Out of my hands.
Make sure she doesn't upcharge you, though, because I'll tell the government on
it. I think she's just going to give it. I don't want to throw her under the bus, but she said she was going to just give it to somebody.
If I was her, I'd make a little bit of
scrimmage. You could make some coin off of it.
I'd make a little bit of scrimmage.
How much was that? Like $40 to get to see Mike and I do 2 hours of garbage?
You think it costs $40 for that?
How many?
Maybe someday when we're older and we need it more,
yeah,
maybe we could charge $40 for a ticket.
Do you
just talk to each other?
Do you think that there's a possibility, Mike, that some people who are going to the first show, which is sold out, are also going to the second show, which is sold out?
I think it is a possibility,
yeah,
just like anything's a possibility. But I do feel bad for those people.
Yeah, here's what I'll say: just to say, if you're listening to this podcast and you in fact have tickets, maybe even 4 total tickets to both shows, then you should feel ashamed of yourself. And I would do my very best to look different in the second show
so that we
don't recognize you.
I don't want to recognize each other, even.
I don't want to recognize you.
I'd look that different in the second show.
I think it's, yeah, I would have
second show is you and Zoya.
Second show, I would bring a hat, a big hat,
yeah,
sit in the very back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't say you were at the first show. We're going to call you out.
Don't
Here's
tell
what we're gonna
you,
do.
Somebody else to tell us.
We're going to call you out. In the second show, we're going to say at the top, all right, who went to the first fucking show?
Yeah.
And
then you have to be honest.
This is your chance. So this is your chance. You could lie or you could say you were, and then we'll have some fun with it. Or you have this opportunity, this entire day of Friday, because this podcast comes out Friday, the day of the show, I believe. The show is that evening. You have that month. You have an entire day to come up with a funny response to why you got the second show.
Yeah.
And if you want to say that to us, then I will accept it and I will no longer be upset with you.
That's a lot of pressure on us.
Yeah, I mean, or don't say anything, or say something and we'll have some fun with it.
I'm just thinking
we're gonna make fun of you.
I'm just thinking about being that person and coming up with a joke all day.
Yeah, but we have a funny
do this all the time.
We have a funny audience, Mike.
That's true.
We have a very funny audience. There's That's a chance true. That one of those very funny listeners is also going to the second show.
Here's the deal. If two of you are going to the first and second show, you get the podcast from now on.
All right. Raise your hand if you're going to the first show. I'm not. I can't be there. But I will be at the second show.
Edit Pete.
I just cannot be there. All right. Well, anyway, Nashville's going to be fun. Quick turnaround for us. I got to come right back. But are you...
I have a show the next night in Fairfield, Connecticut.
That's so cool, man. So you're going from Nashville to Connecticut?
Yeah.
Is that a flight or a drive?
It's a flight.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
what's that like?
You can do both, but one is shorter.
What's that derive like?
I think it's at least like 12 over.
Wow. So it's a 12-hour drive. So what is that, like a 2-hour flight?
That's going 35 the whole time, not stopping for lights or food.
But you're driving slow?
Driving 35 to be safe.
Okay, great. I think you could get away with that. I think the cops would be like, do you know how fast you were going, sir?
35.
And you're like, absolutely 35.
Yeah. Okay, if you're going to write me a ticket, I better see a 3 and a 5 next to
the So here's the thing, ticket. Sir. You were going 35.
Goddamn right.
In a...
Goddamn right, officer, all due respect.
In a 65.
Well...
So now you know what my next question is going to be.
Do I know how fast I was going for real?
No, it's were you being safe?
I was being ultra safe, officer.
All right, off you go.
Here we go. 35. Oh,
I'm excited if you are about it.
I'm very excited.
I wanted to ask you questions that I probably shouldn't ask you on the podcast. Like, when are you landing in
Nashville? I honestly have
Nashville?
No idea of any
okay.
of that information.
We should talk about this because I have a definite...
I know I got TSA pre, though.
Did Baby. You really? You got it?
Hell yeah. Me and Elliot have some trips coming up.
I got to do
and
it.
And he was like, you got to get TSA pre. And then I did it, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I personally can't wait. people that's like,
I need to do it.
Once in a while, do you ever get it once in a while when you're at the airport and maybe you're, if you've ever flown by yourself, sometimes they'll just like rush you over to the other line.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's like, you're like, this is what it's like.
Yeah, that's like VIP.
That's why I never want to sit in first class. Elliot just did a first class.
I know, and it'll never be the same again.
Yeah, imagine sitting in a middle seat after you've sat in a first class thing.
The thing is like once you get a taste of first class, and I have not, I just know I will never want to fly anywhere again unless it's first class.
This is the closest I've gotten to first class. Exit row, aisle seat.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Same. I think that's a good, that's the poor man's first class.
That is the poor man's first class.
Yeah, that's capital T on third class.
I'm excited. I would love to talk to you about that coordination because I think we're staying in the same place together.
Well,
not to give people too many opportunities to follow us home from the show.
No, I don't like that at all. I don't like that. Don't say things like that.
Yeah, don't do that. That's the, you all know not. See, the reason why I can say things like this is because I know none of you would do that. Because that's like, insane and you're a piece of shit if you do that.
Plus, like, Zoya will be with us and that's not.
And Alana will be with me. Yeah,
I wouldn't. Well, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, Zoya will murder you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That. I mean, I thought that was already known.
Now I feel like Alana would try to stop Zoya from murdering someone.
No, Alana would. Alana would just like turn into a beam of light and distract.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
She just turned into this blinking.
May.
And her head would get really big, and her eyes would be like really big, and she'd be like, "Son de semaine." Ichiban!
Would she be laughing at that joke or would she be upset?
No, she'd love it. She would be like, absolutely. She wishes.
Because it's accurate.
That's accurate.
That's what her heart feels.
All right, let's read some history roads.
Do we have any sponsors?
Yeah. It's only like 16 minutes in. Let's get some history roads out of here. Let's just get the fuck out of here.
Might as well. I lost track of time because I was having fun.
I am really excited about the Nashville show, though, because we've only done the podcast live like once, right?
Twice, I think, in Los Angeles at the Open Space. R.I.P.
It was twice there at the Open Space?
I believe so.
I just remember one, but then I also remember doing like another podcast there, but I think that was another.
I thought we did twice, but fuck me if I'm wrong, you know?
It might be twice.
Could be once.
It could be. Better than two. But I have a lot of fun. I like doing it. It's a different show.
Yeah. It's a different show.
Even though it's like this, where it's very conversational and it's very like any bits could just happen and things like that.
Yeah.
But there's a different energy to it.
Can I tell a thing?
Sure.
I don't like how we sit in our live show and we have a disagreement.
I hate the way you want to sit.
That's why it feels
different. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
And Skybound and that kind of stuff.
Remember when we did that Skybound dynamic banter show and there was like no one in front of us but there was a room
was sold
like
out
25 feet away with like 50 people.
We would hear people's laughs like
like we just wouldn't know if anything was working at all.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It's very uncomfortable, but that was cool that they all got to come. Remember when they took the things off the table because they thought that they were free?
Yes.
Dude, Skybound had all
I'm
these
glad
like
they
cool,
got something,
cool
though.
Nerf guns and stuff.
And like little vinyl figures and stuff.
Little vinyl figures. And what's it called when the comic books are this thick?
Oh, paperback, like trades. Trades, yeah.
And all these things are like minimum $30.
Yeah.
And all the people who came to see our show and walked off.
They're like, oh, free shit.
Like, oh, this is great.
Oh, anything on a table's mine. Them's the rules.
Which is the rule. Anything taped to the bottom of a seat or on a table when you get there.
It's
is
written
yours.
On the statue of old Joe San Diego.
All of these candles, with the exception of this one, are from Italian restaurants that we've been
that
to.
We just, yeah, they're for you to take. I've taken every centerpiece I've seen in any restaurant.
This is from a restaurant. This
every
table.
Fork and knife I've ever used at a restaurant is now mine.
That's some Zoya shit. Zoya steals shit all the time.
I mean, I'll take shit if it's like, I remember I used to take the like crackers. Remember when they would put crackers at your table?
Yeah, but no one wants you to leave crackers.
Well, but I mean, like, they're there in case you have soup or something.
Yeah, they're there for the taking.
But I would take them and shove them into my trench coat pockets.
Yeah, and in then case I, you needed them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then I would go, you know what else was in my trench coat pockets, honestly?
You had a trench coat, huh?
Of course I had a trench coat.
Right.
And this was before Columbine, by the way.
The unpleasantness.
But, yeah, I used to wear a trench coat, and I had, like, you know those little troll dolls with the diamond on their tummy and the hair?
Yeah.
I'd have like a mini one of those in there.
Just because that was your rabbit's foot.
That was my rabbit's foot.
And then your lucky troll.
In this other pocket, I had like certs. Remember certs?
Smart.
I had certs.
Certs hurt.
Yeah, those would break up. I'm sure every sharp edge of my tooth is gone because of certs.
Yeah, it's a jagged boy.
And then there would be, we should do this. What was in your pocket? Let's go to like 17-year-old Mike Falzone. 17. What's in your pocket? I honestly, can I tell you, this is not even a joke or a bit.
You're going to make assumptions on me?
No, I'm going to tell you another thing I had. Oh, let's do that. Let's do that. Yeah.
I'll tell you
Let me tell you one thing I had for sure, because I've already given you some good ones.
Yeah.
Definitely I would have one of those.
So let's do it like this.
Okay.
Point for something you might have, 2 points for something you did have.
Okay, great.
Like if I say something to you and you're like, oh, no, but I definitely would have that.
Yeah.
That's 1 point.
Okay, let me see if I can find, well, never mind. I was going to see.
Keep tracker, you're getting fired for the phone thing. I'm just kidding. I don't have it in my heart to fire you to your face.
Yeah, it will be a text.
It'll be a text telling from you Steve's
now.
Phone.
Telling you now, it'll be a text from my phone from Mike. Wait. Okay, so can I just tell you though? One thing I had in my pocket, for sure, when I was 17, was one of those tuning whistles. You know those whistles that had like every note.
Yeah. Just in case a barbershop quartet.
Yeah, just thought it was funny to like, before I would like raise my hand and ask a question of the teacher, they'd be like, yeah, Steve. I'd go, I think the answer is A. And then he'd be like, get the fuck out of this class.
That's very, very funny.
Thanks, man.
That's very funny.
Okay, let's play this game show music.
Oh, imagine doing that to people you didn't want to have a conversation with.
I know. Isn't it the best? Okay. All right. Okay. Welcome back to Dynamic Banter's What Was In My Pocket?
Ding, ding, ding.
Today's game show features Michael Falzone and Steve Zaris.
Great to be here.
Okay, so Mike, the way it works is that...
The way I'm the contestant, but I can explain it if you like it.
This is what this keyboard guy sounds like. This is his mic.
Ooh, this is like the protein.
Oh, baby, that's mine! I'm on fire!
It's the sound that I made when I was like...
Sound it.
3.
All right. So how was the point system laid
out? Holy shit. 1 point for something I say that you would have in your pocket but didn't.
But didn't. Okay.
2 points for something you definitely had 1 point did. Okay. In your pocket.
Okay. So who do we start with? Am I guessing what's in your pocket?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. 17-year-old Mike has a pick in his pocket for sure.
17-year-old me did have a pick in the pocket.
Okay, great.
We'll do 5.
Okay, so is that 2 points?
2 points for Steve.
2 points. Thank you so much.
You might want to use your phone calculator on this one. Make sure it's on silent.
So I get 5 guesses? You're saying I have 5 guesses?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
Because when are you supposed to stop?
Yeah, okay. Big red gum.
Not 17-year-old Mike.
Okay. All right. So that's a not, that's a wrong. So I have four.
But I would have gum. I'll give you a point for that. That's
okay.
Three
one
points.
Point. One point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Second guess. God, you know it's a toss up if you would have if you had a condom in there. It's a toss up.
You could ask me a question like, when did I lose my virginity?
Oh yeah, when did you lose your virginity?
16 years old.
So 17-year-old Mike might have a condom.
Boom, that's a two-pointer.
Nice.
That's another two-pointer.
Was it in your wallet, like, because the TV show
no,
people had it in
No, I
wallet?
Heard, you want to hear something stupid? I heard that that was bad because of how much it gets jostled and
yeah,
how much it
yeah.
could heat up and stuff like
yeah.
that. So I was like, I want a no-breaky boy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used to leave them in the glove compartment of my car, which in the summertime gets very hot.
Worse than keeping it in your pocket.
I might as well have left it on the engine.
I keep all my condoms in the engine.
You're doing great. I feel like I'm not going to be as good.
I mean, I gave you a lot to work with. Okay, so let's see. 17.
You said fucking tuning whistle.
Are you kidding
like,
me?
I would
but
have
I also said
like
troll
that.
Doll.
Yeah.
And then I also said certs.
Okay. I'm going to be
I'm
okay.
giving you a
I'll
good.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I'm giving you a good zone.
Yeah, you got two more.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe like Big League Chew. No, no, no. That's all bubblegum anyway. So 17. Some kind of wrestling thing? Maybe like a card? No, no,
no.
No, not
I was
17.
I was a 17-year-old, so.
Okay, so. Oh, an MP3 player? Did you have an MP3 player?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay. Okay. Is that 2 points? You would have had one in your pocket at 17?
At 17. Maybe not at 17.
Okay.
I think that was college. So
okay.
18, I think you might have missed it by a
okay,
year.
Okay, okay, all right. Okay, so we'll take that. So I have two more guesses?
You have one more guess if the MP3 player. Oh, that was it. That was
oh,
five.
That was it. Okay. So I got how many points? No, MP3 player did not count.
5 points?
Three points? What?
Five
points.
You got 5 points.
I have 5 points?
Ryan has 5 points.
What is that? How much?
You're currently in last place.
How many points does the keyboard player get?
How many points?
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, Steve, here are 5 things you may have had in your pocket.
At 17. And now remember, 17-year-old Steve is basically 13-year-old Steve.
A dice of some sort.
Dude, yeah. Yes.
2 points.
Can I tell you, I had trick dice. That came in like a little plastic tube.
I feel like you're just giving me more clues.
And no matter how you rolled it, it would always go to Snake Eyes or something.
Okay.
And so I'd go like, dude, bet you Snake Eyes for that bag of Doritos.
I needed Doritos that bad.
Hell yeah. You wanted Doritos.
Oh, yeah. I'm not denying
and
that.
And I had already had a bag.
I tricked a kid with magic to get I'd beat him up.
Of course. That was my way of beating them up. With magic.
With my mind.
I mean... Okay.
Oh, ready for this shit?
Yeah.
Movie ticket stub.
Oh, yes. Dude, absolutely. Wow.
I should get fucking 3 points for that,
dude,
by the way.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
In fact, I used to keep some of my favorite movie stubs in my wallet.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow,
I like the little story that you tell afterwards. Can we sell this game or not? I'm on fire. Don't answer that question.
Okay, okay, okay. So how many points do you have? Four
many.
Points? He has 4 points? Okay. You're ready? 2 for 2. You're 2 for 5. You're $2 for 5.
Too many keychains.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Jesus Christ, Mike. How do you know what I... How do you... You knew someone like me.
Steve, I'm hilarious. And I'm very
That's true. You're good
perceptive.
At this. You're good at this.
If nothing
this
else,
stuff.
I'm not smart. Kick I'm not super duper... A lick of Kaiser. Save your less. That's Flea.
It's like Mario Kart.
Yeah. It's like an Anthony Kiedis commercial in the middle of this game show. How many is that? How many guesses?
So you have 2, 4, 6. You have 6 points.
That's been 3 guesses.
That's 3 guesses.
It's getting a little harder.
You have 2 more guesses.
See, you said a lot of shit. You said like certs and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. I would have said some kind of mints, but that's over. 17-year-old.
I had
some
I had
kind of,
can I tell you what I look like at 17? I had I had...
This is like a lifeline.
I had a trench coat.
Yeah.
And I had Converse shoes, blue jeans, a black t-shirt, maybe a Radiohead t-shirt.
Some kind of portable gaming device.
You know, the Kangol hats?
Yeah.
I'd have it backwards, but it wasn't Kangol because I couldn't afford that shit.
Yeah.
So it was one of those hats with, like, goggles resting on top of it that I put on.
Yeah.
And black...
With goggles?
Goggles.
Like Kenny from Can't Hardly Wait goggles?
Yes. And
thank God we're friends now.
Black Buddy Holly glasses.
So you had goggles and glasses.
Yes.
I mean.
And sideburns, like black sideburns. And I was just this like trench coat kid.
If they ever
hanging out with
a time machine, I'm going to go back and I'm going to kick you around. I wonder if I'll pay any amount of money to be the first person in the time
machine.
Dude,
I would hang out with the goth kids.
Obvious.
And the punk rock kids and the metal kids and that whole, like, the weird kids.
Yeah.
Do you want to phone a friend?
What if we phone
I'm
a friend
say,
can
to
I say
ask
a couple
what I
more
had
things?
In my pocket?
Did you have a job?
Call Bree right now.
That's funny.
Bree would know. Call Alana. Alana would know.
So are we, or did you have a job at 17?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the most popular cell phone at the time. Is that okay to say?
Okay.
That's my fourth guess.
What was the most popular cell phone?
Like
at the time?
Razor or one of those Nokias that were just a rectangle and everybody played Snake on them and you could play Snake with the person across from you. Did you have that phone?
I did have that phone.
And you could change the faceplate on it, and you definitely did not have the stock faceplate on.
What year are we saying? Or we're saying 17 years old.
If this is right, I win every game we'll ever make up forever.
Okay, let's do some math. Born in 1982. Ryan, can you do math?
Oh. Ryan, what can you do? Turn the
How old would I have been in when what year was it in when I was Jesus fucking Christ.
That's a Google question. I'm just going to look up the most popular phone.
If I was born in 82, what year was it when I was 17?
We need three phones.
Okay, so I was 10 in 93. I was 10 in 93.
Good, great year.
10 in 93. Anybody want to go from there?
Why does that make it easier?
Because I was 10 years old in 93, in 1993.
So that means you were 20 years old in 2003.
God damn it.
And then working backwards from six.
Come on, Ryan. You got this. So many people in the audience are screaming at their radios because they knew it before I even said it.
I don't even remember the question.
People that are good at math. E.T., what do you got? So, 1982.
If I was born in 1982,
what year was it?
How
old was I when I... Or what year was it when I was 17?
1982. Just add... 17 years onto 1982. No one can do that on the top of their head.
Got it. We got it. 1999.
Jesus Christ. So most popular phone of 1999. What a long way to go from my fourth
guess. I know. It's so stupid. Dude, Mike.
Am I the greatest? Show me a picture of the phone that I'm talking about. And I'm the nostalgia. I'm Slobby Robbie. I'm Slobby Robbie. Show me. I'll rip the computer right off.
I got it for you.
I should go home. I should quit the podcast but still get paid for it forever. That's insane. This is just for me. Thank you, Ryan.
Where's the music?
To be fair,
there it is. There's the music.
The phone. I'm gonna be fair right now, and I'm gonna say that the exact phone that I was thinking of is like the second generation version of that phone. But you could that was the like the 1 year. I was 1 year off basically. But I still win.
Yeah, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Where you could play Snake, that Snake game.
Hell yeah, and we did constantly.
Yes, we did. Nice work, Mike. I'm so proud of you. Wow. You have won.
I do have one more guess.
Guess what's in my pocket from 1999. Go ahead, you have one more guess.
Can I be safe and say guitar pick?
Yeah, you're safe, you got it. Wow, you win, man.
I got all of them. That's 10 points.
All right, let's do some sponsors here. How's that sound, Mike?
Oh, man, that was so much fun.
That was so fun.
Dude, if we ever did the newlywed game, we'd be fucking...
Dude, I think calling a friend is funny, too.
Yeah, that's very funny, because they would laugh for a long time.
Yeah, like Zoya. Like, what if I called Zoya and said, what was in Mike's pocket?
Zoya wouldn't know.
Really?
Zoya met me
But she wouldn't know, like, she doesn't know you what you were like.
My friend, we should still do that. Do you have a friend that you can call right now?
Yeah.
Mine's a dad and a fireman who definitely won't pick up his phone because he's out being better than us.
All right. Let's do some ads. Yeah, I'm on. MeUndies! MeUndies! Guys, if you're like me, you probably spend about 90% of your life in underwear.
The other 10% is getting changed. All the time you spend.
Not even in the shower do I not have underwear on. So don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you're wearing the softest undies in town?
Good timing.
That's why I only wear MeUndies. That's right, I'm wearing them right now, mother. Mike, are you wearing MeUndies?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm never not wearing MeUndies.
There's no reason. There's legitimately no reason to wear anything.
I know.
Else
I'm wearing them right now. I'll stretch them right out for your mama. Mine has wine and chi on it. What does yours have, Mike?
Red.
His is red. That's sexy.
Mine has sexy red.
Guys, these undies are so soft. They make Bob Ross's voice sound like Gilbert Gottfried. Zzz. Not only will you feel like your loins are being hugged by joy itself, but MeUndies gives you multiple style options for both men and women. That's right, and men can now try the new boxer briefs with fly. That's right, guys, a fly. New MeUndies includes a fly, which is the same great cut as the boxer brief, but now with the added option for guys who prefer to go through the gate versus over the fence.
Do you get sick of your wiener not falling out of your pants and get worried about having your fly accidentally open at a family function? And also, there's no fabric in between you and your dick and your family? There's a fly option now.
MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on the planet. Hang out in their super comfy lounge pants and onesies. Yeah, that's right. I said it. MeUndies makes onesies. And they're incredible. So guys, MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you get any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. That's right. 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you'll ever put on in your whole dang life. So to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Me, I want those undies.
Dude, that's like an old lady on public access doing an advertisement.
I want those undies.
And what do we have next?
Guys, let's talk about Quip really quick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth. Yet none of us do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers.
Who Dennis whom?
Dentists. Dentists, the menists. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. Let's talk about those sensitive sonic vibrations. They rub your teeth down like 7,000 little hands, grabbing your gums. How about that built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides? And then multi-use cover mounts to your mirror and unmounts to slide over your bristles for on-the-go brushing. Do you need to brush your teeth in the back of a train car fast? Trying to get away and run away from your dad? And brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Guys, Mike and I love Quip because it's the only thing we stick in our damn mouths every morning, noon, and evening. And that's why we love Quip and why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/banter, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com. That's getquip.com/banter. Thank you so much, man.
A toothpick still in its individually plastic wrapped casing.
Yeah, but one of the experiment flavored ones that had like the mint flavor. Like, one of those cigarettes that blew the candy smoke.
The kid who's old enough to buy real cigarettes.
Oh, a lighter. Did you have a lighter?
Yeah, like a Zippo.
Yeah. I had a Zippo! Yeah. And it didn't even smoke!
With an 8-ball on it?
Yeah! Mine had the Hellboy comic book logo
on it.
Hell
yeah. Yeah. Or an alien.
Yeah.
Zippo designs and Pog designs are very similar. All the kids who had Pogs had Zippos.
Yeah, any Pog you saw would make a good Zippo design.
It was like a slammer that could light a Pog on fire.
Dude, I remember this this store in Ventura called Wild Planet, and it always smelled like patchouli and like hemp.
Why do they always?
I know.
What do they sell? Pogs and cards?
They had
zines.
They totally had zines, and then they had like screen print your own shirt in the back.
Yeah, you want a shirt that says lifeguard on it or no?
Yeah, no. This was like a smoke shop, like a pipe shop before pipe shops. Mm. So it also sold like the dick nose glasses. with like the penis hanging down and the glasses, like Groucho Marx sort of.
Or
and
like then, the maid of honor wears at the bachelorette party.
Yes. Yeah, it was like a Spencer's meets a bong shop meets
like an adult Spencer's.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. And that's where I bought my Zippo, and it had it had like Felix the Cat on it.
You think there's a real Spencer that gave fucked up gifts? And that's where that story came from?
I'll never forget Spencer's gifts.
Yeah. You remember Spencer?
Yeah, he used to give us those weird gifts.
Yeah.
Like the fake thumb.
He should give everyone ages 13 to 17 gifts in the mall. Like Ira rings. With yin yangs of the glass.
I'm so sorry. I'm telling you, Mike, I swear to God, I didn't do it on purpose.
Okay. Now I feel like you're, you know when Larry
I
David
just can't hear anything,
lying?
And the computer's so slow now, because there's like 7,000 tabs open. I need to clean this boy.
Just close some tabs. It's a long way down the history road. History road.
Matthew E. sends us this history road that says, my blank is my favorite blank moment. Hi, Mike, Steve, and Reginald P. Flight. I am a 17-year-old gay-born boy, and I recently discovered that the blank is my favorite blank joke does not work every time. I was with my friends, and we were talking about how nasty teenage boys can be and how they seem to never shower. One of my friends then jokingly said that she wouldn't be surprised if some of them had dick cheese. Another one of my friends said that she would throw up if a dick's cheesy. I then said, Dick Cheesy is my favorite vice president. This had no reaction, and my friends had a puzzled look on their faces. Although no one else got the joke, we also do not live in the U.S.
What a fucking out of the park. What a chance.
M. Night Shyamalan wrote this email by Matthew E. He said, although although no one else laughed, I was silently laughing to myself. Anyways, thank you for always bringing me to tears of laughter.
Dude, you know that was funny.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. We know that's funny.
No, they need to know that. Matt E. needs to know that that's funny. You know? Just because your friends are broken doesn't mean that that wasn't funny. Take your friends back to the store, the friend Spencer's gifts.
Sarah Hand sends us an email. Honeymooning.
What is that voice? That's like when the wolf shows that he's not grandma.
And the
Better to eat you with, I said. I've been planning this all day.
Better to eat you with, I said. Is it not clear? It's English, right? Good morning, you hairy, loud-born boys. Sarah Hand says, I emailed you. Sarah Renee Hand says, I emailed you a few months back about
Sarah Elizabeth Hand.
My boyfriend, about my DB, BB loving fiance, and how he turned me on to dynamic banter. To be honest, I strengthened our because it's then when we realized how similar our weird humor is, was, and will continue to be. That's a love story that I like to hear.
Now on and forever, amen.
I'm writing you to ask, nay, beg for something. I'm sure plenty have reached out to do the same. We finally tied the knot on March 31st, and we head out on our honeymoon this weekend. When I found out you two beautiful humans would be live in Nashville during our honeymoon, which happens to be near where we'll be, I stalked the ticket sites but came up short. If there was some way, somehow, I could get my husband to see your show in Nashville, I'd probably shit my pants in excitement.
It's almost like if there was one person who had extra tickets.
Shit, it's too late. Someone who already heard it already got it. It would be
you're
the best
about
wedding
exactly
gift.
This episode too late.
Do we have like a list we could put her name on it? Sarah Hand?
Oh, I don't think there'll be any discrepancy as to who that is. Are you Sarah Rebecca Hand? Or
ooh,
Sarah Elizabeth
Hand? Actually Sarah Renee Hand. Sarah, I actually don't know how to do that. But if you come to the show, there will be a way. Like Mike and I will come outside or something and we'll say hi to people.
I don't have that much time.
We'll do our best.
The only thing that worries me about promising something like that is that there is like very little to no time in between shows. So I don't want the people from the second show to get stiffed because, you know, of that kind of situation.
Yeah, I guess it's just one of those things where it's like, we'll do our best to give everyone a big hug or say hi at least.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do our damnedest.
You're going to be, keep in mind, you're going to be listening to us talk for about an hour.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Hour 15, depending. And you're not going to be able to hear any of the musical jokes or anything. So keep that in mind. Keep in mind that you're hearing about 0.5 of the show.
I'm just trying to... These are really long history roads.
Would you prefer a longer or shorter history road?
I want only long ones now.
Are you skimming or are you trying
Zeke
to
Corona.
Zeke Corona.
Zeke says, hello, Steve and Michael Calzone. My name is Zeke.
Go to the next one.
I'm currently living in Killeen, Texas, and thought I could send you two fucks an email because I love you. Anyways, once when I was a boy, I threw a pebble at my older brother and he started to cry like a baby. It made my mother so upset, she threw one of those wooden blocks for children to spell with at my head. I still have the scar on the side of my head. She then proceeded to make me her least favorite son. She threw my older brother a Sweet 16 type party, and she was in debt because of it for about a year after the party was said and done.
That sounds like a dope ass party.
When it came time for my birthday, she offered to get me a clown and throw a party in the backyard.
Listen, I'll invite a stranger and make up over, and maybe we can grill something, but you're not getting a Jimmy's party.
This was a hard no for me, considering it was the middle of January and I was turning 16. This leads to my question, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? I love chocolate malted crunch.
Oh, man. I'm a big fan of the German chocolate cake from Cold Stone.
And God bless you. Ooh, someone has submitted a new editor application.
We got a lot of those.
Rebecca, last name. Oh, Becca DeGoo.
We should have Ryan read all the applications.
Ryan, come over here and read this email.
Ryan, tell me if this person sounds better than you.
So Becca actually made a video to show us.
Oh, shit.
And Mike, do you want to watch it?
Ryan's like, I made a whole episode.
Let's watch it.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
This is a HeadGum podcast.
You want to take a look?
This is Becca DeGoo. She did this?
Dude, you know how everybody has, you know how everybody has like pomade, hair palm, and beard oil? Let's do a dynamic banter candle company called Wick William.
Dude.
Let's seriously do that.
And we'll name them all. What if we got rich off of that?
And we name them funny things.
Yeah, that's funny. All of your friends agree that Wick William candles are fine.
I'm doing this. This is my project.
Okay.
Because all the names would be so funny.
Yeah.
Just a wisp.
What does this one smell like?
Just a wisp. This smells like heaven's whisper.
This one smells like a guarded secret from my brain.
This one's a clap.
Applause. Would
applause?
Be
applause. What? This one's called nurture.
This history road's too long.
Dude, I can't wait until there's a video of us doing that and we get to play that right here, and it just looks like an infinite.
Oh, and it just goes forever.
That's a great video. And actually, one of Ryan's new responsibilities is getting the fan videos and getting any great videos that you guys make and putting them on the Dynamic Banter channel so we could celebrate all the cool shit that you guys do. So I didn't tell you about that.
Rebecca, I will
so
say
send that to Ryan.
You did fantastic work with that editing. Your application has been submitted and accepted.
Yeah, just know that Ryan's on thin ice at all times, and it's almost summertime.
I do want you to know that you're on the short list, so that's all I'm going to say about that.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Let's do like let's do one more History Road, right? And then we can get out of here.
Sounds good.
Justin Noble says, a short tale of moms are the strongest beings on earth.
I like that.
A true tale from Jay. When I was a little boy, my family was on their way to fly someplace.
You said that so gentle.
In an airplane over the sea. Red Hot Neutral Milk Peppers. I'm sure handling three kids, my parents were a little bit late getting through security. We get to the gate where a woman is talking to a coworker. My mom, as a lady who gets shit done, interrupts. We get to. We've officially lost our minds! We get to the gate where a woman is talking to a coworker. My mom, as a lady who gets shit done, interrupts them so we can get on our plane. She shushes my mom, oh baby, does she not like that? And continues her conversation for 5 minutes, my mother brooding at them. The lady turns and says, we just missed boarding. My mom asks, by how long? And the lady checks the computer. Oh, like a minute or two. My mother's not very happy. She sees the plane still docked. She, in a fit of anger, pushes open the emergency exit where every alarm in all of the airport goes off. People start running somehow in this mayhem. Some airline worker walks up to us and asks if we're boarding this plane, checks our tickets, and brings us on board? I have no idea to this day how committing probably a felony got us onto that plane, but
they
we did.
They just wanted her out of the
They wanted her out of the airport. Yeah. We did make our flight.
Miss, don't touch anything. Miss.
We did manage to make our flight and destination on time. Shout out to my mom one time. All right.
That was lovely. Thank you for the story. Had a great time.
What a time. Well, Mike, you got any plugs, man? We're going to be in Nashville tonight. We're already in Nashville right now. Hopefully we made it
there. We're in Nashville. We're having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, look at that tree.
Whoop.
It's like I'm...
That's a southern tree. Doing a lot of stand-up soon. I can't tell you exactly where. Don't have it off the top
MikeFalzone.com.
MikeFalzone.com is a great way to check all the dates. Me and Elliot Morgan are going to Tampa and Seattle very soon.
Name drop.
Come check us out. He's tall. And also Mike in the Morning every Tuesday and Friday. And having a great time. Folk. I'm having a great time.
And of course, patreon.com/thevalleyfolk if you want to check out what the Valley Folk are up to. And thank you all for listening to the podcast. And I want to thank everyone who came out to the Nashville show as well.
Oh, this is late, but 94 of you bought the WrestleMania shirts. Macho Man parody shirts. And it was fucking awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, guys. That's such a cool shirt. And we can't wait to see you guys out in the wild wearing those shirts because that's going to be so cool.
I found some vintage wrestling cards that I'm going to include with them packages.
All right. Well, that's enough. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast, and we love you all. And thank you so much to our sponsor, the...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.